Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, in our look at Lenten Shadow and Light, our Lenten season brings us to grief. And we're reminded that there are two kinds of grief. Grief, like we just sang in the hymn, there's a grief that is shed. It's the drops of grief. I like that expression that they used in the hymn. But there is godly grief, and then there is grief that is only for show or pretend. Of course, many of us are aware that mourners were paid. Paid mourners were once a part of many cultures in Jesus' day and beyond. In the Egyptian cults of the day, mourners were paid to cry over the deaths of certain gods and goddesses during festivals for them. And as we've been studying on Sunday mornings, looking at various religions, it's interesting to see how people have become gods who, long after their death. In the Greek worship of their gods, a similar thing was done, although there the practice extended into dramas, as well as many public rituals. Now, elsewhere in the Near East, paid mourners were used as a means to help the grieving to understand that they are not alone in their grief. However, mourners were also paid to engender sympathy in large groups, as well as to agitate or stir up sentiment for a cause for which a particular person had died. There were many reasons for mourners to be paid. In the Jewish tradition of the day, mourners were hired to play music, to cry and wail during the procession to the burial. And then, according to custom, on the way back from the burial, they were to lament quietly alongside the family. So, in the gospel readings tonight, what we see are these mourners who are wailing after Jesus as he goes to his crucifixion. Now, these may be sincere. We don't know. However, it seems by what Jesus says to them that they are wailing for the sake of custom, that they're wailing for the sake of just putting on a show. They may be trying to put forward a display, perhaps to whip up sentiment against the Roman occupation. After all, that's who accompanied Jesus to his death. Jesus seems to know that they are not weeping over the reason that Jesus goes to the cross, which is to die for their sins and for the sins of the world. Even as he walks to Calvary, Jesus is teaching. He says to weep for themselves and not for himself, for him. To weep over the fact that if they kill the Son of Man living among them, what will happen to those who follow the Son of Man after he has ascended into heaven? Then there are the other mourners that we read about. The women at the cross of Jesus. We're reminded when we see Jesus' mother Mary that she was told, remember, by Simeon in the temple shortly after Jesus was born, that a sword would pierce her own soul as well. Here at Jesus' cross, we can only imagine the piercing grief that she was truly lamenting. And along with her were close friends and relatives. They together were grieving over this death. This family grief was raw. It was raw and it was personal. There was no pretense. There were no paid tears by these women at the cross. This sorrow was that of true loss, of a personal grief. These women, perhaps better than anyone else that day, had at least some clue as to what they were crying over. Mary, certainly understood that from the time the first visit of the angel to her, that this child of hers was not like any others, and that his death was not like any other death. She knew that her son was also the Son of God, and that his death meant more to the world than, of course, the world could grasp at the time. Let's take note as we move forward in the shadow and light of the cross in this Lenten season, that as we mourn and as we lament our sins and the price that Jesus paid, let us indeed be godly in our grief, that we too keep it personal, that it be the grief of family. Our brother has gone to the cross in our place to sacrifice himself for us, for you, for me, for each one of us. Our grief is over what caused, over what we have caused the Son of God to die for. It is a grief that leads to repentance, not despair. Not despair. To hope and trust that what Jesus died for, he accomplished. The forgiveness of our sins. So yes, we do lament and join the women at the cross in our tears, but we do so with the sure and certain knowledge that Jesus has died to bring us through grief to joy. From mourning to laughter, because he has triumphed over the shadow of our fears of forever being parted from God the Father. That is the light that godly grief brings to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen.